This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program, of course, inviting you to join us here where you can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you'd like, all kinds of interesting things in the news to discuss here tonight with you. It's Ian
and Mark.
And of those interesting things, Venezuela continues to be a fascinating study in failure.
Yeah, it is a collapsed state at this point.
Yeah, well, it's getting to the point where, you know, maybe the beginning of the end for Nicolas Maduro, who is the, or Nicolas Maduro, who is the president, took over after Hugo Chavez. He was basically Chavez's right-hand man. And he's been running the place ever since with the same mentality, the same socialist, pro-socialist mentality. And that has resulted in the country spiraling down into complete and utter decline, hyperinflation of the currency, which is, as of the last time we looked, at about 1,100 strong bolivars per one U.S. dollar on the black market rate. The official government rate is 10 to 1. Of course, the reality is 100 times off of what the government's official rate is.
It's not like anybody's going trading their dollars for bolivars at the government rate anyway, because no one is going to the country.
Well, right. I'm sorry.
The only reason you're going to the country, to Venezuela at this point, is you have relatives you're trying to do something for.
Trying to get them the hell out of there.
Right. Or you're a journalist who's going to do a story on how Venezuela's collapsing.
Pretty much. I got it backwards. What you can't, you can take a dollar and get bolivar for it from a bank, but you can't do the reverse. So you can't bring 10 bolivar in and get one U.S. dollar.
Right.
They're not going to let you do that. Because they know what the dollars are worth. And there's just been story after story after story. And we've been following it pretty closely here on Free Talk Live. And now things are getting even worse this week. Now, I've saved a couple of stories from the week just that we haven't talked about, because we talked about other things besides Venezuela on the show. But as far as failed states, as far as socialism, the results of socialism and what it leads to, which is, of course, economic failure, economic disaster on down the line, I think it's instructive to watch and observe and learn from this. It's terrible because the people who are having to go through this, they are the ones who are hungry. They're the ones who are rioting.
And don't forget, this is a country that's rich in oil. The only thing that's destroying this country is socialism.
That's absolutely true. Now, of course, the government blames it.
You can say whatever you want about whatever type of socialism you want, but socialism is never, ever, ever good for the economy. It's never good for the economy.
Because force has unintended consequences. You know, you can't get away from the laws of economics. You can try to put governmental barriers in the way, and all that usually ends up doing is slowing things down and making them more expensive.
Now, you can say that socialism, makes it so that the rich and poor have less of a disparity. But I'd like to point out this disparity thing, because this is really, really important. People who want you to believe in socialism always point out that the rich have gotten richer, and that the poor have not gotten, that the gap between the rich and the poor has gotten larger and larger. But this is really important. Ian, if you make $10 an hour and you're working for me, say I'm a lawyer and you're a paralegal. We just got hired at the big lawyer office,
okay.
Right? And we do really great in the first year. You're a paralegal. You're a legal assistant. You're getting 10. I'm getting $100 an hour.
The lawyer.
Yeah, I'm the lawyer, but I'm just a lowly
junior
associate, whatever.
Right.
And then we do great, and they give us a raise. They double our paychecks.
Yeah.
I get $200 an hour. You get $20 an hour.
Okay.
Now, are you happy?
I feel better.
Well, your gap just went from $90
to $180.
Right. You've just had a 100% increase in the gap between what we make. How's that make you feel?
That could upset someone.
It could upset someone that doesn't understand math, right? I mean, somebody who just got their pay doubled is now, it's upsetting that the disparity is twice as much. Come on, for God's sake. It's just crazy to worry about what other people are making.
Yeah, that's true.
You're making.
Right.
Worry about what you can bring to the marketplace.
There's always someone making more than you. And if you constantly, you know, are jealous of that, then that's a problem with you, not so much other
right.
people.
And pretty soon a robot's going to take your job anyway.
Certainly that's what's happening at Wendy's, although right now there's not enough capital in Venezuela to replace anyone with a robot because probably no one can afford to buy the robot. Let me get into the story here. This is the first story I saw this week that I wanted to share with you, and that's about riots in Venezuela. People are sick and tired of this crap. And if you recall, I don't know if you were on the show, Mark, where we talked about the one of the opposition leaders who's been assassinated. So they collected 1.8 million signatures. That's a lot of signatures.
Yeah.
They collected 1.8 million signatures as basically a recall referendum on President Maduro. Hey, you know, we 1.8 million, we're not happy with you. We want you out of here. That kind of thing. One of the people who helped to lead that in one of the areas of Venezuela was shot point blank in the head on the streets, and that was just a couple of weeks ago. Now, shortly thereafter, you've got people rioting in the street where riot police have fired tear gas, according to Al Jazeera, at stone-throwing protesters in Venezuela's capital amid opposition demonstrations to pressure electoral authorities into allowing a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Protesters and National Guard members clashed on a highway in Caracas on Wednesday, where thousands of demonstrators chanted freedom and waved copies of the Constitution.
When did Maduro get put in office most recently? How long has this guy got to go?
Oh, you mean as far as like a re-election goes?
I mean, they want a recall.
Didn't he win in December?
I don't know.
Again, I'm sorry. I don't recall. You'll have to look that one up on Wikipedia, because I know they had an election in December of 2015, and I know that the opposition succeeded at taking the majority of the chairs in the parliament, or their equivalent of parliament down there. But I don't know if Maduro faced a re-election at the same time, so I'm not sure about that. I know that after the opposition party had a success, Maduro then went to the Supreme Court and had some sort of shenanigans to try to strip the opposition party of like three of their seats, which would have turned the tide. Anyway, protesters shouting freedom and waving copies of the Constitution. A video showed an officer appearing to use pepper spray against Enrique Capriles, the two-time presidential candidate, during the protest. Capriles said later on Twitter that he was fine.
This looks like he was elected in April 2013. And let's see, he's from
reelected.
Yeah, or whatever. No, I think that he assumed it.
Okay, yeah, maybe he assumed and then was
right
further elected.
Okay, so since his election, Maduro has ruled Venezuela by decree for the majority of the period between 19 November to 2013.
Hey, he's just doing the people's business, Mark.
Through 2016. So
this year is going to be.
Maybe.
Election year, maybe.
I mean, this is by decree. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that he just doesn't have to leave?
Well, if there's a state of emergency, which there is now, and this is one of the most recent news, we'll get to the state of emergency news here shortly, but I wanted to talk about the protests that likely led him to declaring this state of emergency in part. In the Western opposition stronghold of Taquira, protesters brandished signs reading, quote, we don't want to die of hunger, unquote. While some masked youths blocked streets with rubbish and prepared Molotov cocktails, the Democratic Unity Coalition has stepped up its campaign to topple Maduro amid a worsening economic crisis, but says the government-leaning electoral body is intentionally delaying the verification of signatures in favor of the referendum. The opposition submitted roughly 1.85 million signatures on May 2nd in favor of the referendum. If they're validated, the opposition must then request another petition drive and gather around 4 million signatures to trigger a referendum. So in case you didn't follow that.
4 million? I mean, this is so difficult.
That's huge. That's the 1/20th of the entire
country.
They're
just going to just burn the state house.
Well, it may be getting to that point, especially with Maduro putting in a state of emergency.
Well, let's listen to this. Days before his second 60-day rule by decree were to end, Maduro stated on 11 May 2016 that he would continue to rule by decree through the rest of the year until 2017.
Was on the 11th of this month he said this?
Yep. So he intends to stick around. He's just in charge now.
And he said through when?
the end of the year until 26, through the rest of the year until 2017.
Until he changes his mind and wants to do it longer.
He's just going to stay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to kill him to get him out.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on the madness in Venezuela, and you can share your thoughts with us. Can it happen here?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joe Biden. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We are talking about Venezuela, where it is now state of emergency time. And there have been riots, there are hungry people, there are actually people getting injured severely in fighting over supermarket lootings. So it's getting pretty crazy. And you can share your thoughts with us here. Can it happen where you live? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, this didn't happen all in one day.
No, what's it's been a long time coming.
In Venezuela. And the, you know, they didn't have a very mature economy to begin with, so the socialist policies tore them apart more quickly.
Mm.
They had a more thorough institution of socialism rather than sort of the, you know, the drip, drip, drip socialism that's more common in Western Europe or the United States or Canada or whatever. You know, those, like I said, socialism isn't good for an economy, but an economy can handle a certain amount of socialism.
That's true. And it does here in the United States.
Right. I mean, we've got socialism in the United States. They've got socialism in Canada. Canada is considered more economically free by whatever charts you look at out there than the United States, as is, what is the off the coast of Australia?
New Zealand.
New Zealand and other English-speaking places. More economically free than the United States. It's amazing. I certainly would have never guessed that, but, you know, we've been drugged down and drugged down. The fact is,
it's not going to get better either.
Well, any government, any state, as we've understood governments to be up to this point, they're socialist. So
sure.
It doesn't matter what they spend their money on. If they spend their money on, you know, aircraft carriers and tanks and expensive jets, it's still forced redistribution of wealth.
To the military or the military-industrial complex in that case. We'll continue the discussion on socialism because I think it's incredibly relevant, even though we don't have the same kind of precipitous fall happening here in the United States. It's happening. Just in slow motion. Let's go to Randy first, though, in California, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for
taking my call. What's on your mind? Go ahead, sir.
I'm actually calling regarding your conversation last night on Mexico and whether, you know, I think originally, Mark, you mentioned that you wouldn't feel comfortable driving from, you know, north to south or whatever all the way through Mexico.
Yep.
And how unsafe it was. Yeah, it's kind of, Mexico's strange. It's kind of a two-sided coin. I've spent a lot of time in Mexico. I live in Southern California. I've been all over from Cabo, to the Gulf side, but primarily I've spent a lot of time in Tijuana, Rosarito, the Baja Peninsula, especially. And, Tijuana's strange. It's an incredibly corrupt system. Mexico is, but Tijuana especially, for a while, about 7-8 years ago, drugs, gang, had a big war going on there. It was extremely unsafe. But then since then, the Tijuana gang, that's part of the Baja cartel, has, taken it over, and they basically kind of essentially won the war, and then now they just pay off Tijuana city police and government to keep the peace. Pretty much that the government doesn't really bug them, you know, for them selling drugs, and they will, you know, go around shooting people. So for the most part now, it's pretty safe, especially for tourists. I know about 8 years ago, a lot of people up here had been kidnapped and killed by the tourists. I've actually had
by the tourists.
A family member about 15 years ago go down to Mexico on a backpacking
trip. You said people were kidnapped by the tourists? I think you might have said that wrong.
No, I meant we're getting kidnapped, meaning the tourists, not, you know, I'm not talking about the locals. I meant that a lot of tourists were getting kidnapped and killed to where now.
And that was a while back, but now it's safe. You're saying it's safe now.
Yeah, for the average tourist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going down there, I told you guys in the past a long time ago, I had gone down a lot and purchased a lot of prescription meds for a couple of years. Did that pretty much as my job, bringing them back over the border. And I've had a lot of problems, had some problems on the drug aspect side of it. The average person that goes down, their family goes out and eats, you know, they go walk around, drive around. You're not going to have any problems. They want, even the, as bad as it sounds, the cartels want tourism back there. It helps the local population. Not
sure.
Care, then
the cartel has no interest in kidnapping tourists and slicing their heads off. That's not going to help them fight another cartel. Usually the people who end up getting kidnapped and or beheaded are people who are involved with the cartel or direct family members.
The cartel members directly benefits because essentially what they're doing is setting themselves up as a second government or trying to usurp the government. So if people, their constituents essentially, make more money, then they can, you know, milk those people for more money. So a drug cartel is going to directly benefit from tourism. I wasn't saying the drug cartels are what scare me. I think they've just sort of created an atmosphere that's scary. And I would be concerned with sort of low-level gangs down in the south of Mexico where there's not much money to be had. You know, those folks, if I was driving, you know, driving north to south.
No, and what I was going to say regarding with you, Mark, is you make a very excellent point. It's more the local kid who's broke that sees white family drive around with money, you know, and they're going to mug you. But like had you acknowledged, it is the police that are the biggest problem. I've been thrown in the back of in TJ at nighttime. They have the local cops drive around in pickup trucks, and I've about more times than I can count, really. I've been walking, and four guys will hop out with masks on, pull me into an alley, standing there with guns. They're cops. They'll put you against the wall, and they'll go, what are you doing buying drugs? And that, thank God I'd never had drugs on me at those periods of time. But they pull everything out of your pockets with a gun at your face.
Wow.
And you have to pay them off. They throw you in the back of a truck. I've been dropped off with no shoes. If they'll take whatever's in your wallet, I would usually try to wrap it, keep it in the bottom of my sock, on the bottom of my foot, on the sole of my foot, the majority of my money. So I'd say, oh, I only have a 20. They hear, and then they take it, whatever, that's all you have.
And that's it.
You're on your way. But I can't speak to other parts of the country, especially I know outside of Texas. I've heard bad things about tourists going sometimes on that side. But you know, if you're going to have lunch, the majority of the time you're going to be okay. The cops really won't hassle you as much nighttime. And if you're involved with either prostitution or drugs, is when they are you're going to have problems. They know the people who are going down there for drugs and have money or trying to get a prostitute. They know you're going to come down with a couple $100.
Is prostitution legal in Mexico?
It's not legal, but yes, it's legal.
It's tolerated.
I think it's a great system. In TJ, they have huge strip clubs and basically prostitution areas. You go and you pay a girl, you get a hotel room, but they get tested. So they have cards and they'll show you a card that says, hey, this, I got tested 2 weeks ago. I'm clean. There's always street hookers. You know, you can walk up and buy a girl for $10. But you know, it's pretty much,
that's right.
Mexico is the most amazing country in the aspect of, you know, stuff is illegal, but, you know,
not really
tolerated.
Thanks, Randy, for the personal experience. Really appreciate it. Very valuable information, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453, and, of course, you can get mugged in a lot of places in the United States, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free on the Live Sunday edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, so we were wondering how long Maduro is in for. He was elected in 2013. You said, Mark, that you found something saying 2016, but you weren't sure.
2017 at this point.
This story from Al Jazeera says his term ends in 2019.
Man, he's been in there a long time, huh?
Yeah. And there's a certain coalition of people who are trying to get him ousted. They have put forward 1.85 million petition signatures in order to call for a recall, basically, on Maduro. But it's not as simple as just collecting 1.8 million signatures. We'll tell you more about that. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. So the opposition to Maduro in Venezuela has submitted 1.85 million signatures just about 2 weeks ago. But first, of course, they have to be validated. you know, whenever you collect petition signatures for whatever purpose with the government, they've got to check the signatures. They've got to make sure that everybody who signed is legitimately, legally able to sign whatever the petition was. That usually in the United States means that they are registered to vote in some way, shape, or form. So, of course, one of the things that they'll do constantly is disqualify as many of the signatures as they possibly can. And in this case, they have yet to apparently even get started on this, and I guess that's frustrating some of the protesters, which is one of the reasons why they're out in the streets.
Because they don't care what you think, protesters.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why the protesters are now out in the streets carrying Molotov cocktails, or at least they were earlier this week. So things were getting pretty heated. And then if they actually do get enough valid petition signatures, then they have to request another petition drive and gather around 4 million signatures in order to actually trigger a recall referendum.
Crazy.
If they succeed in winning the recall referendum, again, the term ends for Maduro in 2019, new elections would then be held. But if a successful recall referendum is held next year, the presidency would fall to the vice president, a post currently held by Aristobulo Isturiz, a loyalist of the governing United Socialist Party. So it sounds like even if they recall this guy, it's like the point I've made when people will call in and they'll say, we got to get rid of Barack Obama or George Bush or whoever it is that's in the presidency. We got to get rid of him. We need a recall. Okay, great. So then you're going to have the vice president take over. What have you really changed? What has that really accomplished? Okay, you're going to pat yourself right on your back. Well, that's about it, right?
Yeah, it just takes education at this point because, you know, whatever the other party in Venezuela is, for God's sake, they couldn't do any worse. But they're not going to be the saviors here.
Probably not. It's going to be too late.
Right. These are statists solving problems with old ideas that have never worked.
Right.
They've never worked. Yes, we've gotten to where we are with the status paradigm, but something needs to change. We need better customer service from our governing bodies. We have to stop being so interested in what other people are making, because this is what it comes down to. It's envy. The envy that poor middle-class people have of the wealthy. Because as long as somebody's wealthy out there, we can always take their money. Because I don't have enough. And I don't have enough either. Mm. None of us have enough money. That's the thing about money. You never have enough. Let's go talk to some people who are in the 1%. I'll bet they don't have enough either.
Let's talk to Robert. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Make sure you turn that radio down in the background.
I am trying to... There you go.
It'll drive you crazy otherwise. It'll drive me crazy. So go ahead.
Well, I noticed that you were struggling a little bit with the referendum in Venezuela. And what I wanted to clarify was that when Chavez, I don't know if they gave you a little bit of my background. I was stationed 26 years in Latin America, 19 in Venezuela. I'm back stateside. Anyway, I got tired of Latin America. But anyway, the point is, when Chavez won the elections in 1999, he changed the Venezuelan constitution. And in one of the addendums he managed to pass was the very famous referendum, which, it, according to the Venezuelan constitution, says that any president, you know, elected president, once he completes half of his term, anybody could assemble a referendum. And I forget that, I mean, Venezuela has 30 million people right now.
That's right.
Population. So, but I forget the percentage of the electoral vote. So I know that the 1.8 million is way, way, way more than what the Constitution says. So it is, you know, it is within the Venezuelan Constitution that once any president completes half his term plus one day, mm-hmm. then the Venezuelan population are allowed to do this, you know, referendum to, you know, see if they want him in power or not. Hey, guys, so I totally agree with you about socialism and all this, but Venezuela is a very, very special case. I mean,
why? So, how is it special?
Oh.
We're going to need simple answers where, you know, this is
a
simple man.
In a bit, you see, you know, Maduro is not the guilty one here. It's actually Chavez. Maduro was appointed by Chavez when he
right.
was ill, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't change any of the policies.
Exactly, and
so he's just as guilty as Chavez.
Oh, definitely. No, okay. Definitely. The reason why I say it is special is because I do believe, it is my personal opinion, that socialism is used as sort of like an excuse for them to hold on to power. I mean, when you see Chavez's resume, he was an actual, all he could do was a lieutenant colonel. And
he, so wait, he was military? Chavez was Venezuelan military prior to?
Oh, yeah. Chavez was a lieutenant colonel who he's only, you know, iconic or something worth mentioning about his resume is that he tried a coup d'etat against the Venezuelan president, and he fell, and he was sent to jail.
Interesting. I didn't know that much about him. Robert, thanks for the expertise tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. While the coup d'etat may be coming back around very soon in Venezuela with
Like the bell's tolling.
Nicolas Maduro now putting in a state of emergency. By the way, one recent opinion poll, according to Al Jazeera, showed that almost 70% of Venezuelans want Maduro stripped of the presidency this year. But according to the rules, apparently, if the petition signatures go through this year, then they'll have to hold a new election. But if they go through next year, then it's the vice president who will take control of the presidency. And so that's why it seems like so the conspiracy theory is that they're delaying the approval of these petition signatures. So they can, you know, the longer they delay that, the closer we get to 2017. And then in 2017, if they get enough petition signatures validated at that point, then the rule is, oh, well, okay, you got rid of Maduro, but now his successor, the vice president, is in. Whereas if they get the petitions validated this year,
they'll need a whole new election.
They have a whole new election.
I see.
So Maduro's cronies.
Don't expect the government to act properly. They're not going to.
And that's why people have been out in the streets this week in Venezuela. And so now there's a state of emergency, which we'll tell you about coming up. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Modern states, and whether you consider Venezuela to be modern or not, I don't know. But modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances, in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private person. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should people obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority, from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer also goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide central goods for which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and in all major bookstores. As we continue here with the latest from the socialist madhouse of Venezuela, where things are getting worse by the day, it seems. Just more crazy news. It was, 2 weeks ago that we were talking about how Venezuela can't even afford to buy more currency because they don't print their own money. They buy it from professional printers. And the professional printers are owed money the state of Venezuela.
They can print their own.
Well, no, apparently they can't. And they are not going to accept money in Bolivar. They want to get paid in dollars or something of actual value in the global marketplace. And, of course, Venezuela doesn't have anything to send them. So at this point, it's getting difficult for them to even buy more money with which to hyperinflate the currency. It's a bit of a mess, and now, well, desperation leads to pretty desperate measures. Now, according to MSN.com and the AFP, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced a sweeping crackdown. This he announced yesterday under a new emergency decree, ordering the seizure of paralyzed factories, the arrest of the factory owners, and military exercises to counter alleged foreign threats. From who? Who do you think?
Of the United States?
Yeah. The embattled leftist is struggling. He's been blaming the United States for a lot of the problems in Venezuela for quite a while. The embattled leftist is struggling to contain a raging economic crisis that has led to food shortages, soaring prices, riots, looting, and vigilante justice, pushing Venezuela to the brink of collapse. He accused the United States on Friday of destabilizing the country at the behest of the fascist Venezuelan right. So the U.S. is doing all of the damage to Venezuela, according to Maduro, and the U.S. are the puppets of the fascists on the right in Venezuela, according to him.
Yeah, I
he also talks to birds.
I'm skeptical. Yes, he does. I am skeptical that the United States intelligence apparatus is working so hard with the hardline writers in their country. But it could be possible. It's not like the United States government has never done anything in some Central or South American country.
He accused...
what's the CIA doing these days? It's not like I've heard much from them.
So, addressing his supporters at a rally in Caracas on Saturday, Maduro, unbelievably, he still has supporters. I wonder if it's like the old Trump rally where he had to pay people to show up to support him. I guess 30% still don't want to see him thrown out.
When there's a local school board election, the teachers all come out and vote, dude.
That's true.
They vote themselves raises at the expense of your children's education.
Maduro announced some of the actions to be taken under the decree, which has not yet been published. He told the cheering red-clad crowd, quote, "We must take all measures to recover productive capacity, which is being paralyzed by the bourgeoisie."
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to halt production and sabotage the country should get out. And those who do must be handcuffed and sent to the PGV.
Yeah, just sounds like a nice place.
Venezuelan General Penitentiary.
Yeah, they get regular meals there, maybe.
The move comes after the largest food. I don't know, Mark.
I wouldn't count on it.
Soldiers have been stealing goats because they don't have any food at their barracks. The move comes after the largest food and beverage company in Venezuela, the Polar Group, halted production of beer on April 30th.
You know it's over now.
Saying government mismanagement meant it was no longer able to import barley. The company's owner, billionaire businessman Lorenzo Mendoza, is a vocal opponent of Maduro, and the president has accused him of conspiring against his government. We've talked about this guy before, Mendoza, the head of the largest food provider, basically, in Venezuela, the one that had not been nationalized by the country, by the government. And he's one of Maduro's favorite people to attack, to blame the one guy who's actually trying to feed people in Venezuela. It's his job to bring food to people, and he's flummoxed. He can't get business done because of the regulations that have been put on top of him. And Maduro blames him.
This is why Atlas shrugged, because they just felt like these businessmen just felt like they couldn't get anything done properly.
So they left.
So they left. Now, I don't think that's really going to happen because businessmen need customers, and customers tend to live in society. And, society has been inculcated with the ideas of socialism up to this point. They think it's a good idea. They think that, people that work hard, are bad. People that loan money are bad. They just, the whole idea, it's bad. Everybody else having money is bad except for me.
The president of Polar Group really must be a really brave guy. I mean, to continue on trying to do your job, trying to continue your business in this climate.
He's the richest man in Venezuela. He could just leave.
Right. So he's obviously very dedicated to, the people of his country and trying to do what he can to help out. But man, when you're targeted by these people, it wouldn't surprise me if they brought him up on some charges. Maduro also ordered military exercises next Saturday, quote, to prepare ourselves for any scenario, unquote, denouncing alleged plans for an armed intervention. Opposition leaders accused Maduro of using the emergency decree to destabilize the country and block them from organizing a referendum on removing him from office. The opposition has launched that process, as we mentioned, by collecting 1.8 million signatures, but they say the authorities are now stalling. At a rival rally on the east side of the capital, opposition leader Henrique Capriles warned Maduro was pursuing a dangerous strategy. He said, quote, "Venezuela is a bomb that could explode any minute." He told some 1,000 protesters decked out in the red, yellow, and blue of the Venezuelan flag, quote, "If you block the democratic path, we don't know what could happen," unquote. suggesting perhaps that if the way to recall is blocked by Maduro's emergency decree, that things could get violent in the streets.
What else is going to happen? I mean, really, when the ballot box doesn't work, the bullet box is next. The cartridge box is the next thing that goes. You'll see it all the time, over and over again. And governments know, you know, they know. They know when it's time, and they just don't want to let go. And that's what's happening here. If Maduro doesn't let go, if he doesn't allow the will of the people to go forward,
they'll force him out.
They will hang him from a light post.
A lot of times they don't get hung, though, Mark. They usually end up escaping into some other country.
Oftentimes they do.
Living large for the rest of their life.
Sometimes they don't.
Maduro's
tell it to Gaddafi.
Decree expanded an economic emergency declared in January to a full-blown state of emergency now. The extent of the decree was unclear, but political analysts say it could be used to limit the right to protest, authorize preventative arrests, and allow police raids without a warrant. So basically, this is the classic doctrine of necessity. And the government will use this as an excuse. We saw it used as recently as the Boston bombings, for instance, Hurricane Katrina, where all the government has to do, this can happen here. All they have to do is say, well, it's an emergency. Constitution out the window. We'll do whatever we want for whatever arbitrary amount of time we feel like doing it. Now then, bend over and we'll do whatever, you know, we're going to just violate your body. We're going to violate your house. We're going to violate your car. We're going to violate your family, your possessions. And it's all done under the doctrine of necessity. That's all the government has to do. It's their loophole. Oh, well, it's necessary, they say, to we have to find these bombers. So it's necessary for us to go through every single house in Watertown, Massachusetts. It's necessary. Your privacy doesn't matter. This is the government we're talking about here, and we all know the government's more important than you.
I was just hearing a guy on the radio today talk about how how Google was getting too big and that the government needed to the U.S. government needed to nationalize it.
God, can you imagine? How awful that would be.
I can't. I really can't. I mean,
where was this being talked about?
It was on the radio. It must
NPR?
Have, yeah, I can't remember which one. I think it must have been NPR would be my guess. Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine what a government search engine would be like.
Google's a big, powerful company. There's no doubt about it. They will go well beyond their search engine. But
sure.
You watch its power just spiral out of control.
Oh, everything would break.
Yeah, it'd just be worthless.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and hopefully we won't see looting and fighting in supermarkets in the United States anytime soon, but it could happen. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.